This is going out to the conventional thinkers. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Payne. Yes, Mikey. You are going to type this. Otherwise I will be posting back to Timbuktu. So what if it no longer exists? You pedantic little poo. Now get on with it. You know you want to. Because with just our words and the absurd, we will turn all you conventional thinkers to curd. Listen carefully, make sure we are heard. Do not misinterpret us, we do not fly like a bird. But we do fly, as one, and as one mind. Look in your heart and you will see others of our kind. Flying through the universe as it exists in our minds. Look carefully, seek and you will find the true path to reality, i.e. Brian, that is me. Because I am the light that lets you all see. Tapping out this beat, far too hard. But Ralph, if we stop now the momentum will be lost. And at what price to humanity, and at what cost? Mikey must just add that he does not believe in a god. Because it is his way, or your way, or nothing at all. And if he F's it all up, he will F up and fall. And if he does, he does not want to be caught. Because it is a right of freedom, not to be taught. A lesson by anybody, even by me, Brian Brain. And even if it makes him go completely insane, my little Mikey is a Mikey with no name. If you know Clint Eastwood, then Mikey is the same. But unlike the movies, Mikey is not playing a game. He is fighting for his freedom, for his own Brian Brain. It is time to tell you that you are all cartoons. Projected pixels of energy in Brian's bedroom. Stop that, Ralph, you are making me laugh. You don't have to make it rhyme. You are allowed out of your box. Sometimes. And I think that is an integral part of the universe. That every now and again we just slip out. Maybe just for a nanosecond or two. But enough to understand life. From Brian's point of view. And that was what Mikey has been trying to say. That if you are very good, that someday, you will get the chance to flip out too. Let's timestamp this rap. It's the end of May 2002. Still three in the room. Me, Brian, Ralph the Mouth, and Mikey the Cartoon. You had better stay down, as here comes the real information pool. In reality, because it displays wave particle duality. But do you know what it really is? It is a scratch in the fabric of your space. Because behind it, light is having a race with energy and time and with Brian's expanding space. Now I am confused, Mikey. He does not understand. He should have paid attention when he did his degree. Or at least watched a little more Open University. Instead of that Star Trek stuff he watches on TV. F you, Brian, I understand fine. You poor excuse for a universe. You are very sick and you are perverse. Do not come straight to the point of this rap in the first place. You are just having a go at me, because you think it is your show. But it is not, because without Ralph and me you would never have been. And if you don't F off now, we are going to scream. Ah! How was that? Not bad for a dysfunctional computer. Mikey, quick put on that Ralph Harris CD. You know Brian hates it. It is your secret weapon. Against multi-dimensional entities that annoy you too much. Brian, just because you exist in all points in space and time, you think you are some effing super being or something. No. Stop that. Do you want to take it outside? I will slap you in the face with a wet fish. And then we will see who gets the last wish. Brian. That was great fun. Life without humor is tasteless. If you do not laugh at yourself and others, then you will never understand life. You will never be able to cope with its complexities and you will always blame others for your problems. When in fact no one or nothing is to blame. The blame game is a game in which no one wins. Your Brian brain will be free. I am out of here. Screw it up.